David watched them merge into the bright, milling crowd. A simple encounter, yet he felt strangely agitated, exposed and vulnerable, his past rising up like the sea. Each morning he stood for a moment in his office doorway, surveying his clean, simple world. The orderly array of instruments, the crisp white length of cloth on the examination table. By every external measure, he was a success. Yet he was never filled, as he hoped to be, with a sense of pride and reassurance.
"I suppose this is it," his father had said, slamming the truck door and standing on the curb by the bus stop on the day David left for Pittsburgh. "I suppose this is the last we can expect to hear from you, moving up in the world and all. You won't have time for the likes of us anymore."
And David, standing on the curb with early leaves falling down around him, had felt a deep sense of desperation, because even then he sensed the truth of his father's words. Whatever his own intentions were, however much he loved them, his life would carry him away.
"Are you all right, David?"
Kay Marshall asked. She was walking by, carrying a vase of pale pink tulips, each petal as delicate as the edge of a lung.
"You look a million miles away."
"Ah, Kay," he said.
She reminded him a little of Nora, some kind of loneliness moving always beneath her carefully polished surface. Once, after drinking too much at another party, Kay had followed him into a dark hallway, slipped her arms around his neck, and kissed him. Startled, he had kissed her back. The moment had passed, and although he often thought about the cool, surprising touch of her lips on his, every time he saw her, David also wondered that it had ever really happened.
"You look ravishing as always, Kay."
He raised his glass to her. She smiled and laughed and moved on. He went into the coolness of the garage and up the stairs, where he took his camera from the cupboard and loaded a new roll of film. Nora's voice lifted above the crowd, and he remembered the feel of her skin when he'd reached for her that morning, the smooth curve of her back. He remembered the moment she'd shared with Bree, how connected they were, beyond any bond he'd ever share with her again.
"I want," he thought, slipping the camera around his neck. "I want."
He moved around the edges of the party, smiling and saying hello, shaking hands, drifting away from conversations to catch moments of the party on film. He paused before Kay's tulips, focusing in close, thinking how much they really did resemble the delicate tissue of lungs, and how interesting it would be to frame shots of both and stand them next to each other, exploring this idea he had that the body was, in some mysterious way, a perfect mirror of the world. He grew absorbed in this, the sounds of the party falling away as he concentrated on the flowers, and he was startled to feel Nora's hand on his arm.
"Put the camera away," she said. "Please, it's a party, David."
"These tulips are so beautiful," he began.
But he was unable to explain himself, unable to put into words why these images compelled him so.
"It's a party," she repeated. "You can either miss it and take pictures of it, or you can get a drink and join it."